I'll never forget the time I had unlimited JetBlue flights for an entire month, but I almost wasted it because I was too scared to leave my house. Let me tell you all about it. So this happened back in 2010, and JetBlue had the best travel promotion that I've ever seen in my entire life. They said for this low cost of $499, you can buy an unlimited flying pass that will allow you to fly anywhere that JetBlue flew. So $499, and you could just hop on a flight and go anywhere that you wanted. So for the cost of 3 pairs of sneakers and 37 packs of Swedish fish, I had unlimited access to JetBlue's entire fleet of their Airbus A320 jets. And this was basically like having your own private jet fleet for $500. So I signed up, and when I signed up, I did not know that I had travel-induced anxiety. I don't even know if that's a thing or not, but that's what I felt, travel-induced anxiety. So here's how it all happened. When I bought the pass, I came up with this great plan. And basically, at work at the time, I had all of my vacation days saved up. So I figured this was the perfect time to use all of these vacation days and to come up with a tour, a Jeremy's In Search of Inspiration tour. So I planned out this great In Search of Inspiration tour where I would travel to different states and countries looking for inspiration and ideas. And I announced this tour on my social media accounts and on my website, jeremology.com. And I planned on traveling to different states and making a video of my experience in each one of these destinations. In my mind, this was gonna be the best tour ever. My first tour and the best tour ever. Now, for anyone who saw my social media and my website at the time and saw these great travel plans, they probably thought that I was this super experienced traveler. But here's the thing, and just keep this between you and I was kind of nervous. I was nervous because I wasn't a big traveler at all. And up until that point, my only solo flying experience was a work trip when I went to Charlottesville, Virginia. And because I was kind of nervous, for 2 weeks, I had this golden ticket for a flight that could take me anywhere, but I did nothing with it. I came up with pretty much every excuse to not take a flight because I kept overthinking about what could go wrong. It went from thinking about very plausible things that can go wrong, like what if there's a weather-related emergency or a delay and I'm stranded in that state for a couple days? And then soon this evolved into me thinking about very ridiculous things. Like, I started thinking about, what if I get kidnapped for ransom by gang members with machine guns? This was a real thought that went through my mind, even though I had a net worth of like $310. These imaginary gang members would have gotten nothing from kidnapping me for ransom. I had nothing at the time, but I kept thinking about the worst possible scenario. So for days, I wasted this amazing opportunity to explore the world. But then my mom came along. And just to give you some context, up until this point, my mom always wanted me safely bubble wrapped at home where I can be safe and away from any potential dangerous situations. But then she surprised me and she told me, Jeremy, use that flight pass and book a flight somewhere. Go somewhere because you're more likely to regret not going than you'll regret going. And on one hand, she was right. But on the other hand, I was thinking, I must really look like this big coward if my own mom had to tell me, get up, book a flight, and get out the house. But I took her advice and I booked my first flight to Chicago. I landed, I got the rental car, and in the car, I set up my camera on the dashboard to talk about the first leg of my wonderful In Search of Inspiration tour. And I was sitting there looking all confident. But if you were to go back to that video and look a little bit closer, you'll notice that in the entire video, I only went to 3 different locations in Chicago. And that was because I was too scared to navigate outside of my comfort zone and to go to more places in Chicago. So I went to those 3 places in the same immediate area. And that was my first trip. This was the first time I was this far away from anyone else I knew. So I was just constantly nervous. So even though I made it to Chicago, the fare still got me. A week later, I booked another trip, and this time it was to San Francisco. But I also invited my cousin to come along with me, almost as like a crutch so I can feel a little bit more comfortable as I traveled. And after 2 days of being in San Francisco and having fun, I decided now to book my next trip and go to Seattle from California. And this time I went there by myself. And it wasn't until I got to Seattle that I started to get more comfortable with this whole traveling solo thing. And I was making progress. The next trip after this was to Puerto Rico. And just as I was becoming this comfortable, seasoned traveler, I landed in Puerto Rico and I got a phone call. The first phone call that I got in Puerto Rico was from someone who said, "Jeremy, be careful in Puerto Rico. I hear that they're killing people over there." Wait, what? That's exactly what you want to hear when you land in a new country. Hey, they're killing people in that country that you're in. I felt completely deflated, and all I kept hearing in my mind was the losing horn from Price is Right over and over again. And I went and got the rental car, and I drove to San Juan. And the first thing that I saw when I got to San Juan was two men with machine guns. And I was thinking, yep, this is it. They're about to kidnap me. My $310 net worth self, they're going to kidnap me and hold me for ransom for like $25. But it turns out that they were just police officers guarding the area, and they had no interest in kidnapping me. Or at least I hope so. And that's when I realized that if I held on to this fear, then I would have the worst time traveling. So I focused on all the amazing things in Puerto Rico instead of all the things that could bring fear and that could make me scared. So by focusing on the positive instead of the negative, I ended up having the most amazing time there in Puerto Rico. And I ended up getting back home safely and everything went very smoothly. So I was ready for my next flight. But now it was coming towards the end of the month and my flight benefits were coming to a close. So for my grand finale, for my final trip, I booked a flight to Miami. And since this was the last trip for that month, I needed to end it with a big bang. So I also rented this sports car, this Corvette, this bright yellow Corvette convertible. I drove around like Barbie with her pink Corvette, drove around there looking like, you know, looking like a baddie. Yeah, I was driving around looking like a baddie in Miami and just enjoying my time and enjoying this last flight on this unlimited flying pass. And as I drove around in this car, I felt myself completely free of all fear. I was driving around Miami like if I was a resident there, like if I was comfortable in the area. And even though this was intended to be my In Search of Inspiration tour, where I traveled around looking for ideas and things to inspire me, it ended up being so much more than that. Because I thought that I was paying $499 to JetBlue for unlimited flights. But what I really ended up getting was freedom from all fears of traveling that I didn't even know that I had. And since then, I've flown all around the world without fear. I've taken over 100 flights. I've flown in different sized planes. I've flown all over the place. And it all started with that one little pass, that $499 pass, and that first flight where I got out of my comfort zone in order to explore this world. And if I would have chose not to leave my comfort zone, I may have still been there. I may have still remained stuck and scared of ever traveling alone. But instead, thanks to that little push that I got that motivated me to book that flight and to fly to Chicago, I was able to overcome those fears that were holding me back. So the next time that you're faced with an opportunity that scares you, remember that sometimes the most valuable journeys are the ones that take you out of your comfort zone. So take it from me and learn from my experience. And don't let fear ground you when you've got the chance to soar.